要的日子。
In church, we have two big events.
一个是圣诞节，一个是就是复活节。
One is the Christmas, the other one is Easter.
但是我盼望大家不是一年只来教会这两次。
I hope that you are not coming here only twice a year.
一次是耶稣降生，一次是耶稣复活。
And on the day that Jesus was born, or on the day that Jesus rose from the dead.
在耶稣降生跟耶稣复活之间，其实我们每一个主日啊，他所带给我们的都是一个永活的盼望。
And between his birth and his resurrection, every day it's our living hope.
好，我们今天就来从我们刚刚读经读的这个约翰福音的这一的经文当中，我们一起来看复活的耶稣。他来了。
Let's take a look at today's passages to look at the Gospel of John.
我们知道耶稣基督在2000多年前的今天，就是七日的头一日，从死里复活。
Yeah, on this day, about 2000 years ago, our Lord has risen from the dead.
这是一个历史上从来没有发生的一个历史的事件。
And this never happened at other times in history.
这个耶稣的复活就成为我们基督信仰当中一个重要的一个里程碑。
The rising of the Lord Jesus become an important milestone for our faith.
耶稣的复活改变了人类的历史。
The resurrection of Christ changed the history of human race.
耶稣的复活也改变了每一个相信耶稣是救主并且是主的人的人生。
Jesus' resurrection also changed each of us who believe in Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天要，把我们的这个画面拉回到2000多年前耶稣复活的那一天所发生的事情当中，我们一起来看看耶稣在这个事件当中要教导我们什么。
Let's look back about 2,000 years ago and look at the event to see how it would teach us.
对，我们知道耶稣在复活的那一天他非常的忙碌。
On the day of his resurrection, we know that Jesus was very busy.
对，他 早晨的时候，他要从死里复活。
And in the morning, he rose from the dead.
然后他还要向这个到那个坟墓当中的妇人妇女们显现。
And he also appeared to the ladies who went to the tomb.
然后要这些妇女去告诉他的门徒说他已经复活了。
And the women went to tell the disciples that the Lord has risen.
但这些的门徒们虽然他们的他们没有念，不像我们念了那么多书，但是他们还是不相信他们没看见的事实。
Yet those disciples, even though they didn't read as much as we do, but they didn't believe that Jesus has risen.
所以我们刚刚念的那个经文，我们就看到耶稣在七日第一日的晚上。他就主动的来到了这些不信他复活的门徒当中。
So we read from the today's passages that after he was risen from the dead, he went to the disciple on his initiative.
要让他们知道他已经复活了。
And to tell them that he has risen from the dead.
然后他们就从惧怕当中转成喜乐。
And those disciples turned from fear and into joy.
然后耶稣没有因此就走了。
Jesus didn't just leave them.
他反而把一个更大的使命交托给这些刚刚还惧怕还不相信的门徒们。
He has entrusted a great mission to those who didn't believe him.
但是在那天晚上的时候，有一个门徒他不晓得什么原因缺席了。
And on that night, one of the disciples for some reason wasn't there.
所以你也许都不记得当天来了什么人，但是你记得那个缺席的那个人。
You probably didn't remember who was there, but you would know that the one who was missing.
他叫做多马。
His name was Thomas.
对，所以多马就在复活节的这个信息当中一直被流传下来。
So the story of Thomas on this day of the resurrection.Has been become a legacy.
所以，如果你要在一个团体当中做一个特别的人的话，你可能就要做一些跟人家不一样的事情。
If you want to be one of them, you probably don't want to repeat what Thomas did.
但是你要做一个不好的事情的话，你那个不好的事情就会一直被人家流传下去。
If you did something wrong, then you will remember for that.
对，多马他不相信耶稣复活，即使 其他的十个使徒都已经告诉他说主已经复活了，他还是不信。
So Thomas didn't believe the rest of the disciples who told them that Jesus has risen.
所以耶稣就在八天之后不厌其烦的把前面他跟门徒显现的事情重新的让多马看一遍。
So after 8 days, Jesus again appeared to them to show Thomas that he is risen.
他要多马伸出他的手去摸他。
He let Thomas reach out his hand to touch on his wound.
告诉他说不要疑惑，总要信。
And told him that he shouldn't have disbelief, but always believe.
圣经没告诉我们多马他究竟有没有去伸出手去摸耶稣。
The Bible didn't say whether he actually reached out to touch the sign.
圣经只告诉我们，当耶稣说的不要怀疑，只要信之后，多马立刻说：“我的主，我的神。”
But Jesus, when he said that, "Do not doubt, but believe," then Thomas said, "My Lord and my God."
然后耶稣就说了：“说你因看见我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。”
Jesus said, "You have seen me, therefore you believe. Those who didn't see me believe would be blessed."
多马说的话。是一个 happy ending， 对当时那一个晚上复活节的晚上是一个完美的结局。
So the what the Thomas have stated at the end was just a important conclusion.
要带出的就是这个复活的耶稣，他是主，他是神。
It has shown that the Lord is God.
所以，但是。耶稣对多马说的话是说给历世历代所有相信耶稣的人，包括今天在座的你和我。
What Jesus said to Thomas actually is meant for everyone like us.
就是那些没有看见就信的有福了。
So those who didn't see Jesus personally believe, those are blessed.
好，所以我们今天要来看这个晚上发生这个事件当中，复活的耶稣究竟要教导我们什么复活的功课。
So we can take a look at the night after his resurrection, what he wants to teach us.
第一个，我们看见耶稣他如何来到这个复活的耶稣如何来到门徒当中。
And let's look at how he appeared, how he came.
第一个，我们看见他是主动的来到这些门徒当中。
We know that he came on his own initiative.
对，因为我们看到那个我们刚刚看的那个经文当中，他说七日的第一日的晚上，门徒在所在的地方，他们怕犹太人，所以他们关起门来躲在一个房子里头。
So when we look at the scripture, it says that on that night they were afraid, so they stay in the house with the door locked.
也就是说，他们虽然已经知道、已经听到耶稣复活的事实，但是他们不信，所以他们惧怕。
So even though they already heard that the Lord has risen, they didn't believe, they were afraid.
而且他们怕犹太人，他们也怕他们不相信的事情。
They were afraid of the Jews. They also were afraid that the things that they didn't believe that happened.
所以耶稣没有因为他们的惧怕就被挡在门外。耶稣因为他们惧怕，他就主动的进入到他们的中间去。
Jesus didn't stop.Showing up because of their fear, but because of their fear, Jesus came on his own initiative.
我们看见他主动的来到门徒中间，但是这些惧怕的门徒们没有因此而更害怕，说：“嘿，你怎么出现在我们当中了？”
So he become there and didn't ask them why you appear.
他主动的来到他们当中，带来的是一个平安。带来的是一个喜乐。
He came by himself to bring peace, to bring joy.
耶稣没有责备他们，没有质问他们。
Jesus didn't ask them or scold them.
只有用行动带出真实的饶恕以及真实的接纳。
By his action, he has shown mercy to show acceptance.
耶稣主动的来到这些惧怕胆怯的门徒中间，让我们想到路加福音当中浪子的故事。
When Jesus showed up to the fearful disciples, it actually reminds us of the the story of the prodigal son.
那个离家的浪子，当他在外面混不下去，在跟猪抢东西吃的时候，他后悔了，他就回家的时候。
When this prodigal son, when he couldn't live on raising pig, eating pig's food, and he returned home.
当他快要到家门的时候，圣经上路加福音上面说，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
When he was returning home, when he was still far away, the Bible says, while he's still a long way, his father saw him and was filled with compassion and ran to his son, threw his arms and around him and kissed him.
这个浪子的父亲是一个慈爱的父亲。
The father of the prodigal son was a loving father.
但是跟复活的耶稣比起来，复活耶稣他不只是在家门口等待浪子归来的那个慈爱的父亲，他甚至可能在那个比喻当中的话，他可能是跑到那个猪圈当中亲自去找他的浪子，并且去抱着他跟他亲。
Yeah, in this analogy, so Jesus was more than the father of the prodigal son. Not only that he actually didn't wait until his son was trying to return, but actually went out on his own to go to the place that where his son was raising pigs.
我们当中很多人信主的经历都是不是我去找神，而是神来找我。
Yeah, many of us background in believing Jesus is not because that we look for Jesus, but he's actually came to look for us.
不是我已经预备好了他才来找我，而是我根本没有预备的情况之下，他主动来到我的中间。
It's not because that we are already ready, prepared, but he actually, when we were not ready, and he went to look for us.
他不只是主动的来，他也是重复的来。
Not only that he came on his initiative, but he repeatedly came.
我们看到我们刚刚所念的那个经文，他过了八日，耶稣在门徒当中显现的那个场景，那个动作跟八日前几乎是完全一模一样的。
So when we look at the scripture, we know that 8 days after his first appearance, the setting was about the same.
他那时候的门也是关着，然后他又来到他们中间说，愿你们平安。
And the door was also locked, and then he showed up and told them that peace be with you.
然后耶稣把八天前的事情重新做一遍，只为了那个八天前缺席的多马。
Jesus did exactly the same thing 8 days ago, just for one person, Thomas.
让我们想到路加福音当中那个寻找失羊的比喻。
And then we also remember the story in the Luke that the shepherd went to look for the one lost sheep.
主耶稣说，你们中间谁有一百只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
Jesus said that suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
我们不晓得当天多马为什么会缺席。
We don't know why Thomas was missing.
但是他就是缺席了。
But he wasn't there.
就当这些门徒聚集在一起的时候，多马可能各种原因他不愿意跟他们在一起。
Yeah, when the disciple was gathering in the first event, he didn't want to be with them for some reason.
他不只是缺席，他也不信。
He wasn't only missing, but he also didn't believe what they told him.
就是我们传福音给一个人，我们传了好多次，他就是不听，他就是不信。我们请他来教会，他就是不来。
Just like that, when we are preaching or telling the gospel to some people, and they just refuse to believe.
我们可能心里头说，神放弃你了，我也不理你了。
Maybe in our heart we said maybe God didn't want him, and therefore let's not bother with him.
但是耶稣愿意为着这一个缺席不信的多马重新来一次。我们的神他也愿意为着我们每一个人的信主重新来一次。
Jesus reappeared just for one person, one more time, and he would do the same thing for those who are not believing.
直到找着我们每一个人。
and until he found the last lost sheep.
因为在那个饲羊的比喻当中，耶稣最后说，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
So, when in the gospel, it says that I tell you that the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
所以当我们看见他主动的来到门徒中间，他重复的来到门徒中间，我们就知道他今天依然是用着这样子的方式来寻找我们。
When we see that the Lord has appeared to his disciple and again to just one person, and the same Jesus is still looking for sinners in the same way.
不管我们有多胆怯多软弱，
Doesn't matter how fearful or how weak we are.
不管我们对他是不是多疑，我们是不是不信，
Whether we are doubtful or we do not refuse to believe.
他仍然将那个复活带来的平安，带来的生命，赏赐给每一个愿意相信他已经复活的人。
He still gives to those who are willing to believe the life of resurrection.
我们没有什么好夸的，我们只要信我们就能够得着。
We have nothing to boast about, but just have to believe.
因为复活的耶稣他来了，是要带给我们一个更丰盛的生命。
The resurrected Christ has come to give us abundant life.
那个更丰盛的生命究竟是什么？
What's this abundant life?
我们来看到他复活之后带来的究竟是什么？
Let's take a look at what he has brought from his resurrection.
第一个，我们看见，复活的耶稣他带来的第一个是平安。
The first he has brought is peace.
因为我们看见他，我们刚刚看到那个场景当中，他说七日的第一日的晚上，这些门徒都惧怕犹太人，所以把门关上。耶稣站在他们中间，对他们说的第一句话是：“愿你们平安。”
So in the gospel in this scripture, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week.The door was being locked where the disciples were. For fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you.
愿你们平安现在变成我们的一个问候语。
The peace be with you, it's a greeting.
愿你们平安在当时也是犹太人当中他们喜欢的一个问候语。
Peace or shalom is a way of The Jews greet each other.
但是耶稣那一天晚上出现在门徒当中所说的愿你们平安，应当不只是问候，更是一个祝福的宣告。
But that night when Jesus said peace be with you, it's not so much only about greeting, it's actually a blessing.
宣告神的平安已经临到你。
It's a declaration that the peace of God has reached you.
宣告神在旧约当中所应许末世要带来的平安已经透过耶稣实现了。
This is the peace that the prophets in Old Testament anticipate at the end time.
这个平安是主耶稣付上代价的平安。
This is the peace that paid with the price.
那个钉痕的手与受伤的肋旁就是那个平安的代价。
The wounded hand, the pierced side are the price that Jesus paid.
这平安是主亲自临到的平安，是主同在唯一经历的就是平安喜乐。
The peace is that when Jesus is with you, when we are with the Lord.
我们今天每一个相信耶稣已经复活的人，我们第一个领受到的应当就是生命的平安。
When we have met Jesus, the first thing we experience is the peace in life.
我们的生命当中还会有很多很多的困难，很多很多的问题，很多很多的挑战。
In our life, we have many, many struggles, many problems.
但我们相信主已经复活了。
But we trust, we believe that the Lord has risen.
他为我们战胜了死亡，为我们战胜了罪恶。
He has defeated death and defeated sins.
当我们在人生最低谷的时候，我们知道他仍然与我们同在。
When we are in the valley, we know that he's with us.
所以当天晚上的那一句“愿你们平安”胜过千言万语。
So that night when he says peace with you, it's actually much more than all other words you can say.
那句的愿你们平安化解的门徒们在客西马尼园当中舍弃耶稣，逃跑对而对主心中的愧疚。
This greeting has resolved the guilt that the disciples must have when they deserted Jesus in Gethsemane.
那句愿你们平安，也带出了复活的耶稣对门徒们的饶恕。
This peace with you also show that the Lord has forgiven their desertion.
因为饶恕，所以接纳。
Because of forgiveness, he also accepted them.
因为接纳，所以那个结果就是门徒们的喜乐。
Because of the Jesus' acceptance, this brings joy to the disciples.
因为喜乐，所以门徒不再惧怕。
Because of joy, they are no longer fearful.
不再惧怕现在门外的犹太人。
They're no longer afraid of the Jews outside.
不再惧怕未来不知道将会发生什么事情。
They are not afraid of the things that are uncertain.
也不再惧怕过去在客西马尼园当中他们对主的不赐。
They are also not fearful of what they have done at Gethsemane.
我们今天领受耶稣救恩的人。
Those who have received the salvation of Christ.
你心中有平安吗？
Do you have peace?
我们的平安应当是活在我们彼此的接纳当中。
Our peace should have resided in the mutual acceptance.
我们的平安应该是活出能够饶恕彼此的生命当中。
It's also, it should live out as we have forgiving each other.
因为有爱，我们能够饶恕。
Because of love, we can forgive.
因为饶恕带出的就是接纳。
Because of forgiveness, we can accept.
约翰一书说：“爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。”
There's no fear in love. The love dispels all fears.
我们爱主，所以当我们见到主，我们心中不会惧怕。
We love the Lord when we see the Lord, so we should not be afraid.
但愿我们有这平安生命的。我们能够把这个平安带到我们彼此的关系当中。
I hope that we have a life with peace that we can bring the peace to each other.
让我们所在的地方都有主的平安。
Whenever we are, so we have bring the peace.
第二个，我们看见主耶稣在那天晚上带给门徒的复活的生命的第二个特质就是信任。
The secondthat we have seen that from the resurrection is that it will bring trust.
因为这一些的门徒是在客西马尼园当中弃耶稣逃跑的门徒。
So those disciples are the same ones who deserted Christ at Gethsemane.
所以他们可能跟那个三次不认主的彼得或是出卖耶稣的犹大其实相差不了多少。
What they have done is,not much different from what Peter did in denying Jesus three times, or even the betrayal of Judas.
对，那个三次不认主的彼得也在那一天晚上的门徒当中。
So this denial of the Peter who denied Christ three times was among the disciples.
但耶稣没有只是说愿你们平安，然后你们平平安安的去吧。
But Jesus, when he said peace with you and you can leave now.
换作我们的时候，如果有人得罪我们，有人冒犯我们，或是有人抛弃我们，我们可能在心中说：“我永远不想再见你。”
Yeah, for some of us, when we were offended or hurt by someone, in our heart, we said, "I don't want to see you forever again."
就算我们见他，就算我们说饶恕他，但是我们可能不会再把一个重大的任务交给这些的人。
Even though we're willing to forgive them, but we would not entrust them with something important.
关系当中的一个破裂，或者关系当中的一个疏离，常常就出现在“我不再信任你”这句话当中。
So the rupture of relationship is just mostly because that I no longer trust you.
你一些事情会跳过这个人去找别人，就表示你不再信任这个人。
And we would look beyond that person and look for another person for the, for that important thing.
当你总觉得你是被别人晾在一个旁边，什么事人家都不会再找你的时候，你就知道你在这个团体当中是不被人信任的人。
When you are left alone, and then you know that nobody trusts you.
不被信任带出来就是那个没有归属。
So when you're not trusted, then you don't have a sense of belonging.
没有归属就是被拒绝。
You don't have a belonging, then you are rejected.
即使你表面上说的再好听，我爱你，我饶恕你，我接纳你，但是如果你让人感觉没有归属，没被拒绝，他还是在摒除在门外的人。
Doesn't matter what you say. I love you. I accept you. But when you are not willing to let the person in, then you actually keep the person out.
所以耶稣那天晚上，复活的耶稣那天晚上，对这些背弃他、胆小的门徒的做的第二件事情是说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
At the night that when he appeared to those disciples, that he told them that.As the Father sent me, I will send you.
这是一句很不得了的话。
This is an incredible statement.
他很高规格的在差遣这些门徒。
He was in a position that he sent out those disciples.
因为他是用天父怎样差遣他来到人世间来完成救恩的这样一个规格来对待这些背弃他的门徒。
He used the same pattern that the Father sent him to the world to save the sinners, and he himself would send the disciple to do the same thing.
他说：“你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。”
He said, "Whoever you forgive, the sins of those will be forgiven."
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
And the sins you are withholding, those sins are not forgiven.
我们说这些的门徒当中可能很多人根本还没有完全相信，根本还没有完全预备好，但是耶稣就已经差派他们，就已经把这个权柄赏赐给他们。
So those disciples, at least some of them are not ready. Even then, Jesus still entrusted the mission to them.
然后40天左右之后，这个耶稣就要升天去，就要把这个大使命完全的交托给这些的门徒了。
So 40 days later, when he ascended to heaven, he had given this task to the disciples.
我们看到耶稣对待门徒是用一种完全的信任在对待他们。
We can see that Jesus, when he's dealing with the disciples, he put his full trust on them.
这个信任带着耶稣对门徒的爱。
This trust reveals that the Lord Jesus loved them.
因为爱，所以相信。
Because of love, he trust.
因为相信，所以敢放手。
Because he trust, he let go.
虽然放手可能会有风险。
When you let go of something, there's a risk.
但爱本身就是一种冒险。
But love itself is risky.
因为爱是一种相信。
Love is trusting.
所以爱必然带着某种程度的危险。
So therefore, love will bring some elements of risk.
但如果你不把那个爱的信赖传递给对方，对方永远不知道你爱他。
If you do not convey the trust of love to people, then they do not sense your love.
虽然在这个传递的过程当中，可能会有失败的危险，可能会有背叛的危险，可能会有失去所有的危险。
But when you're giving the trust, maybe you may face failure, you may face other dangers.
但是因为爱，所以愿意信任。
But because of love, you will be willing to trust.
因为爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Because love is kind, love is patient.
爱是永不止息。
Love never ceases.
爱是永不止息。它有另外一个英文翻译是说，爱永远不会失败的。
The other translation is love never fails.
爱永远不会失败，即使我们人会失败。
Love never fails, even though people will fail.
神是用这样一个永不止息的爱来信任我们。
God has used this never failing love to trust us.
其实我们很多人，我们可能还会背弃主。
But maybe some of us would betray.
我们可能很多人会不认主。
Maybe we would not recognize or believe in Jesus.
就像圣经上说的，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
Even though in our unbelief, the Lord is still faithful.
因为他不能背乎自己。
He cannot betray himself.
他用这种不能背乎自己的信赖，今天把一个重要的使命交托在我们每一个相信耶稣复活的人的身上。
Because he is faithful, he cannot disown himself. He will entrust this mission to us.
我们没有一个人是准备好的。
None of us is ready already.
但是神的爱，他永远是准备好的。
But the readiness of the love of God is always ready for us.
当我们领受到神的平安、神的信任之后，我们是不是能够把我们自己带入这个与主的关系里？
When we receive the peace, the joy from God, can we bring the same to the people around us?
去经历他对我们的信赖。
To experience the trust that God has given us.
去学习放手。
To learn how to let go.
在我们彼此的关系上学习放手。
To teach us how to let go, trust each other in our relationship.
对我们的另一半放手，对我们的孩子放手，对我们的父母放手。
So we can let go with our spouse, with our parents, with our children.
放手不是说我们不管他们，放手是我们信任他们。
When we let go, it doesn't mean that we don't care, but we actually want to say we trust you.
因为神他信任我们，所以他虽然放手，却与我们同在。
So because God trusts us, even though He let go, He will be with us.
我们没有一个人是有完全的能力去为我们身旁所爱的人做尽一切的事情。
You don't have the capability to do everything for people around us.
我们没有一个人有完全的能力为我们去保护我们身旁所爱的每一个人。
We don't have the ability to protect those around us.
我们要学习信赖神，并且要学习对我们所爱的能够放手交托。
We need to learn to trust God and also to trust people around us to let go.
我们才能够在与他人的关系当中经历到那个真实的爱。
We want to experience the true love when we are dealing with each other.
并且在这个真实的爱当中，把一个看似已经死去的关系重新让他复活起来。
In this loving relationship, we want to rekindle the relationship that is almost dead.
第三个，我们看到复活的耶稣，他来的带给我们的一个复活生命的特质就是幸福。
The third lesson we can learn is about happiness or blessedness.
幸福不是我们想象的一个物质上的满足而已。
So happiness or blessing is not only about the fulfillment from the material things.
复活是我知道我这个人来到这个人世当中的目的是什么。
So when we know about why we are here, and then really go after that, that's happiness.
然后我也有一个清楚的可以让我持久的目标，能够继续下去。
And when we see the goal, the vision, then we can continue.
所以幸福在复活耶稣显现那一天的晚上是从被神遇见开始。
So this blessing started from the point that when we were met by God.
幸福也是从被神信赖开始。
So this happiness is from the point of being trusted.
幸福更是从我们能够如同多马一般的对主呼喊说我的主我的神开始。
So the happiness starts when we were doing the same thing as Thomas.My Lord and my God.
让我们的人生定锚在耶稣基督身上。
And our life should be anchored on Jesus Christ.
然后我们就能够活出那个复活生命所带出来的平安，带出来的信任，以及带出来的幸福。
Therefore, we can live out the life of resurrection in peace, in joy.
耶稣用他自己复活的生命的平安、信任与幸福来带领门徒进入到耶稣为他们预备的复活生命中。
So through the resurrection life, Jesus had led the disciple into the life he has promised.
让他们的生命不再惧怕，不再怀疑，也不再埋怨。
So those disciples no longer are fearful, they do not complain.
他们不会再惧怕，不知道将来如何。
They're no longer afraid that what's the future's like.
他们也不会再怀疑说，是我吗？我配得到主的这样子一个爱吗？
They're no longer questioning whether am I deserving the love from the Lord.
他们也不会再埋怨说，为什么总是我？为什么坏事总是在我的身上？
They will not no longer complain that why the bad things always happen to me.
因为不惧怕，所以彼得他愿意为主道定十字架上。
Because of that, he's no longer fearful. He's willing to be crucified upside down.
因为不再怀疑，不再埋怨，所以多马据说他一直传福音，传到印度为主殉道。
Because of the no longer being fearful or complaining, Thomas went all the way to India to preach the gospel.
复活的耶稣他来了，他改变了那一屋子的门徒。
The resurrected Christ came and he changed the life of everyone in the room.
盼望复活节的今天早晨，我们这一屋子的人也能够被复活的耶稣改变我们的生命。
I pray each of us in this room, our life will be changed by this resurrected Christ.
因为如同彼得前书一章三节所说的，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So First Peter said through the
我们每一个人都有重生活泼的盼望。
So each of us has a life, a living hope.
愿我们都活出这个活泼的盼望。
And so that we can live out this living hope.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的父神，我们来到您的面前，我们献上感恩，为着在复活节的清晨，主您自己借着这样一个聚会，再次的来提醒我们，主您已经复活了。那个复活的生命要赏赐给每一个相信主复活的人。主，我们相信，主，我们愿意来到您的面前，再次的把我们自己交在主的身上。愿您自己的平安临到我们，因为您信任我们。愿主您自己将差遣我们的这样一个使命继续的在我们生命当中发动，使更多的人能够得着这个复活的生命，使更多人的生命也能够经历到死而复活的改变。听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。